So there's things that you may still have from the 2000s, like 2000 to 2010.
Yeah.
That is now collectible. You know, 2 years ago, you're just holding on to trash, right? But if it becomes collectible, it's probably still holding on to trash.
For a while, yeah.
But these are a list of things that people are collecting now from the 2000s that if you have them, they are apparently worth some dough. Example, tour merch. Now, Kelly, as a slut for merch, self-proclaimed.
Oh, my God, I love merch.
You probably have some stuff from the 2000s.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The peak of your concert era,
oh,
probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a shirt recently that I know in about 20 years is going to be good. It was the last Three Doors Down concert that happened before he got sick. Every time I wear that shirt before he died, people love that shirt. Now I feel like I've got gold on my hands. But I have a Spice Girls shirt that I've seen on websites that sells for like $250 now. I've got a Lenny Kravitz legit concert t-shirt. That thing is worth something too, for sure. Gotta be.
Hasn't that gone through some stuff?
I got it from an ex's ex. And then they took it and then they brought it back to me in the form of, here, take all your stuff back. And then they really wanted it back because it's such a good shirt, but I still have it.
I think if you give it back once, that's what they say. If you love something, give it wings. And if it comes back to you, it loves you.
Exactly.
Would you sell it, like your Spice Girls shirt? Would you sell that?
No, I'd sell the Titanic shirt I have, though. The Titanic shirt's weird that I have.
As in the movie, the Titanic?
Yeah, it's kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio. He's on the door, but he's kind of in clouds. Like, it's like,
what?
I don't know how to describe it. It's
like the door. He's already in heaven.
Well, it's almost like he's there in the scene, but they wanted to make it different from, like, the boat's on the left side of the shirt. And then it's kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio's on the door on the other side of the shirt. I haven't seen this shirt in a few years. It's back home. But man, that was my favorite.
And why wouldn't you sell that?
No, I would. That's the one I would sell. It's a little weird, but I wouldn't sell the Spice Girls one. No way. I love that shirt.
For me, it would depend on how much I would get for it. Like, I've got some old original ones, like more from the 80s. Like, I've got an INXS Calling All Nations tour t-shirt. I've got a Pink Floyd Division Bell t-shirt. Rush Roll the Bones, like that. But most of them are all worth like $35 to $50. And I wouldn't give them up for
probably
that.
Probably worth it. Yeah.
I mean, if they were going for $1,000, yes, I would sell it. But otherwise, it's worth the nostalgia for me. I still like having them around.
Also on the list, old iPhones, especially if they're still sealed, which would be really strange if you bought one and kept it in the package.
Yeah, I think a lot of things are worth something if they're sealed. But
even your used ones are going to be worth some money if they still function to some degree.
Yeah.
What about a non-functioning first generation iPad mini? Got one of them.
iPad mini?
Non-functioning seems to make it useless.
Yeah, I got one of them in the closet that I just can't get rid of.
I really do have a hard time throwing away electronics, even if they've died. I don't know what it is. I feel weird about it. Like, I shouldn't do that.
I have a weird connection.
I feel like once I throw it out, the next day the article is going to come out that says, got a non-functioning first-generation iPad mini? Yeah. Here's how to fix it for 10 cents.
Exactly.
My old laptop has been sitting in the closet above the refrigerator, in the cupboard above the refrigerator, for a decade. That's how old my new laptop is, a decade. I don't think it even turns on. I don't remember why I tried to make it last a long time, but then eventually it just didn't work. But rather, I didn't take it to one of those places where you could get it recycled. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, I don't want someone to steal my identity. I'll just put it above the fridge for the rest of time.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff like that where when you step back and look at it, you're like, what are you doing?
How many different iPads or iPhones do you think you have at the house?
Counting functional ones that are families?
Yeah, because you're the one that, like, when the new thing comes out, you're most likely to get it first.
A lot of times. Well, iPads, because of the kids, let's see. We have 11.
You have 11 iPads.
Of which 9 are functional and 2 maybe, but they don't hold a charge.
Okay. How many iPads have you bought? I mean, I know, like, right now you have a lot because some of them are hand-me-downs, but how many have you bought that, like, were yours? Not like, oh, I'm going to buy this because my kid needs
one.
Fewer
than you think. This is my third one.
Really? That's it?
I don't believe that.
I feel like, I thought you were on like your eighth.
No, no. Because the first one I bought, and then I bought the iPad Pro, and then that one got replaced last year.
Okay.
It just feels like more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like to walk around and show it off. Like, hey, look at this
Mac Daddy. Yeah, yeah. You like to use it like and show off out in public and talk on it like it's a phone and hold it up to your head.
Your iPods are worth something. By the way, we've had one of our boys asked for a Walkman, and they wanted the old fashioned like foam headphones, like where the orange, you know,
like the ones that cassette Walkman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, you don't have any cassettes. Oh, I want cassettes too. Mm-hmm. Which ones? I don't care.
Are those still making a comeback? They were making, like, for a brief period of time, they were making a comeback where artists were starting to release cassettes again. See, now that, if cassettes start to become valuable, I still have so many original cassettes. I have a lot of cassettes. I've never gotten rid of any cassettes. And so I have, probably 300 at least.
I was bragging, Cam. Text from Albany. My 16-year-old asked for a CD Walkman for his birthday. I had to get it off eBay. He uses it literally every day.
Oh, man. And now if you were to choose one or the other, historically, as somebody who's had both of those things, go for the cassette. The Discman is a real problem. No matter what you do and you think it's you pay extra for anti-skip and all that, that's a lie. Well, that's nonsense. Works. I would have to put it on like 7 t-shirts on the front seat of my car to give it so much cushioning. Because every time you hit like any type of a bump, a railroad track or something, oh man, you're on the wrong song now. It loses it. It's just spinning. You have to stop it and open it and close it again. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
And it also, the battery lasted for about 14 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
With the shock.
Yeah, if you didn't have that plugged into the car with a cigarette lighter or whatever, you were in bad shape.
Gaming consoles have huge value right now. Like a Nintendo 64, if it's in pretty good condition, that's going to get you some money. This text, my wife has a framed original Warped Tour poster signed by Flogging Molly. Are we filled with gold?
Yes.
Probably. It's worth,
yeah, I'm looking
Flogging
at it right now.
Molly, huh?
It's worth $5 million.
Okay.
Time to sell.
Yeah, probably.
I have a weed pipe signed by Tommy Chong. I'm rich. You might be.
That's gotta be it. Worth upwards of like $20.
Please tell me everyone is dying to buy late 90s, early 2000s wrestling t-shirts because I will open my own superstore.
Thank you, Dagwood.
Actually, there probably are people that would like jump at that stuff.
First editions like the original run of Harry Potter, for example.
Yeah.
Especially if they're mint condition copies.
Sure.
Pokemon cards, we know about that. Tamagotchis.
Oh, I have a Tamagotchi right here.
The original ones, though, apparently.
What about a Merlin?
A Merlin.
I still have my original Merlin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
Yeah.
Got that confused with a Merkin.
Oh, I did too, for a second.
Oh, I have my original Merkin, too. I'll never forget.
I have my mom's old one.
Yeah, once I when I got confirmed in the Catholic Church, and I got to do, take communion and confess my sins and get my first Merkin.
Yeah.
But a Merlin.
Tommy said that N64s are selling for hundreds, especially inbox or the transparent shell consoles. There's a local place here that has them for between $325 and $500.
Wow.
For an original N64.
I wonder why that. Is it just the good memories?
I guess so.
Nostalgia.
Yeah,
the nostalgia. Pure nostalgia.
Lego sets. The old ones are worth something.
Yeah, I believe that.
And then
that.
Any DVDs, physical media booming again. CDs, vinyl LPs, Blu-rays, DVDs. Everyone has an old copy of The Matrix, they say, but less common titles and box sets may be highly sought after.
Oh, man. I have Pinocchio starring Jonathan Taylor Thomas on DVD. You think that's
that's probably one of the ones.
There's probably not a lot of those around.
Why do you have that?
It came free with my VCR.
Oh, okay.
Or I mean my DVD player. It was that and Lost in Space. Oh. They came as free DVDs.
I got Stargate and Stepmom.
Okay, yeah. Stargate was pretty cool.
Yeah, that really showed off the power of the DVD player. And then Stepmom, you could see the tears real clear.
Yeah.
She's got cancer. That's fun.
Yeah.
What's the dumbest thing you're saving at your house, but you still haven't thrown it away? And you don't think you will. Like, you're not going to think about it today and then go home and...
Oh, my gosh.
It's probably that iPad I was talking about. I know I'm not going to throw it out.
And you know you're not going to try to fix it?
No.
I mean...
I can't imagine that I could even get parts for it.
Right.
I'm sure it's obsolete at this point. The thing is, it's got to be 15 years old.
The software is probably completely unsupported at this point.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Man, I've got all kinds of stupid things that aren't really valuable that are only in my life because of sentimental reasons, because they've lasted this long. Like, I have stuff that I collected when I was a kid. I have a very 1980s Coke can that was like teal and pink.
Okay.
Like teal and hot pink. I've got an unopened 7-Up bottle that was old when I discovered it that hadn't been opened. And I just went, that's weird to have. And so I kept it.
Still have it.
It's from like the late 60s or 70s or something. And I just... Yeah, I had forgotten all about it, but it was one of the collections of boxes of things my parents would show up with at my house. And then I'd go, well, now I can't get rid of it. It's super old now.
So do you have your 7-Up bottle out? Like when people come over, you're like, hey, check this out.
No.
It's was not like, even opened.
I was like, no. When I was a kid, I had a collection of Pepsi Kona cans.
Oh.
Pepsi Kona.
That was the one that was coffee, right?
It was Pepsi, but with the aftertaste of coffee. Yeah. We lived in the area that was a test market for it. Didn't take off. I loved it though.
I still have all of my band medals from solo and ensemble from when I was in like junior high and high school. I mean I have all these stupid medals that at the time we would put on our band blazers for concerts.
Like,
I mean they're not valuable. They have like no one would care ever.
Like, your kids are gonna have to throw them away and feel guilty for it someday.
Well, they'll throw them away. I don't know if they'll feel guilty about it.
Like, but, don't you think you'd feel guilty if you, like,
kind of,
you know, God forbid the day comes when you're going through mom and dad's stuff and you find your dad's gluing things to himself, trophies or whatever that he won in high school, and you just have to throw them away?
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that because my kids have never actually seen those medals, that someday when they're going through my stuff, they don't know what they're for. And they think they're for something far more heroic
than
getting a one by playing like a sonata on my saxophone. Yeah,
they're your war medals.
Yeah.
I think dad was in the first Gulf War.
I think this was for saving people.
I just remembered I have a box, probably a shoebox size, maybe a little bit bigger, of all of my medals from all of the races that I ran.
Oh, yeah.
And in a lot of cases, I have the bib that you pin on at the beginning of the race.
I have my math pentathlon silver medal.
See?
Should have been a gold, but I panicked on the first one. I was way better at it than her at Contig 60. That was the game I lost. And then I have my magna cum laude medal from college that I gave my parents at graduation. Yeah. And then a couple years ago, they gave back.
Like, we don't care about this.
We don't need this.
I remember we talked about that years ago, how you framed it and hung it up on their wall. That's and they were like, no. No, thank you.
That part's true. Just the framing's not true. I have the one that blows me away that I won't get rid of is our last day at 89.7 The River in Omaha. Yeah. First job after college.
Your last day where?
89.7 The River.
89.7 The River.
89.7 The River. It's 3:45 outside and the weather is nice. I'm Greg Daniels.
But the very last day, grabbed a box, like a paper box. And put everything in there from my desk. All the trinkets that you acquire over 5 years and everything else.
Got a bobblehead in there.
Oh, yeah. There's a desk plaque with our names. Yeah. We had those.
Lots of cassettes of the show. But mostly just dumb souvenirs. That has moving stickers from Omaha to Tennessee, Tennessee to Philadelphia, suburban Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to Michigan, and then two more moves in Michigan. For until like 2 years ago, it still was taped. It had never even been opened.
Yeah.
But I can't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fun to open once in a while and go, what the hell is all this garbage?
It is kind of fun to see.
What do you have that you can't throw away? And conversely, what does your significant other saving that you would like to break or throw away while they're gone because you're sick of looking at it? Totally different category. 1-800-947-3979. This segment brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains tomorrow through the 27th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Your calls, your texts. Next, it is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.